Assertiveness is not what you do, it's who you are. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, we get some excellent tips on how to be more assertive in everyday life. Enjoy.
My first tip is self-talk. Now, I know I talk about this all the time, and you're probably really sick of it, but self-talk is so important. We get to decide how we want to feel about things. Feelings don't run the show. We run it. And if we want to get caught up in a feeling or an experience and keep ruminating and making ourselves feel worse and worse, we can do that. I've done that. I'm sure you've done that. We all do that. And so what's really important is to notice how we're talking to ourselves about our relationships or our competency. Those are the things that kind of hold us back and cause us to be more passive or maybe even more aggressive, because we can only be passive for so long and somebody can keep poking our buttons and then we explode, right? We've all done that sometimes. So my first tip is to notice your self-talk. Notice how you're speaking to yourself in your mind. That doesn't make you crazy. That just makes you normal. Notice that self-talk and improve it, so that you can begin to feel the confidence that you're going to need to assert yourself. And I know it's hard, but just start with maybe one thing that you like about yourself today. I was even just in yoga today and I loved it, because my teacher, Nancy, was like, as we were laying down for Shavasana, which is my favorite pose, it's called corpse pose at the end, where you just lay. She was like, I want you to think about 3 things you love about yourself. I want you to breathe those in. And she's like, think of one, breathe in, breathe out. And it was really a nice exercise, because even though I'm telling you to do this all the time, I don't always remember to do it every day. I'm human too, right? So just pay attention and maybe start out with one thing you like about yourself or your situation. Move up to 2, 3. And really my goal is always like 5 a day. I don't know, just a nice round number. So let's just get started in noticing our self-talk and work to improve it. Tip number 2, figure out where your boundaries are. I know I talk about boundaries all the time, and we can talk about boundaries in relation to like my property, your property. But when it comes to like emotional health, boundaries are more, they're more like what's okay for me and what's not okay for me, and what's okay for you and not okay for you. And often we aren't assertive and we passively accept people stepping over those boundaries, right? Even if we know I don't really like people hugging me, that I don't know makes me really uncomfortable, or I don't like people getting close to me, talking in my space, or people telling me what to do, right? There are certain things that are going to be kind of triggering for us. I honestly think boundary crossing is one of the biggest triggers for people. And so there can be a lot of different things that are triggering. And so if we don't notice or even note what our boundaries are, how can we uphold them? Or how can we even know when to assert ourselves and when maybe we don't need to? And I know that's kind of difficult to like conceptualize, but something really cool about our body and our brain is that it tells us when our boundaries are being stepped on or pushed past, with that like triggering feeling. You could be really uncomfortable. You could want to, it's like fight, flight, or freeze. We could want to fight, we could want to run away, or we could just like not know what to do. So pay attention to what your body and brain tell you. It's kind of part of the mindfulness component of like dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, just being able to check in with yourself. Because I think this is really, really important. And boundaries can help us better understand what feels right for us and what isn't right. It can also help us weed out any unhealthy relationships that we may have been holding on to. Because if someone's always overstepping our boundaries and not respecting us, that's not a good thing. And that's something that we should either try to assert. And if they don't listen, then maybe it's a good time to let them go. And number 3, my 3rd tip, notice your triggers. And that kind of builds off of the boundaries. But are there certain things that make you get aggressive or cause you to be passive? Maybe they come from your childhood and the way that your parents maybe spoke to you. Maybe they're due to an unhealthy relationship or marriage that you had. Pay attention and note what these are. Because when we first start trying to assert ourselves, we want to be assertive when we aren't triggered. and build up to being able to handle a triggering situation and not lose control. Does that make sense? Because if we try, it's almost like anything, like if we just try when we're not feeling our best self, like I've talked about having poker chips every day. And if we have a bunch of our poker chips, meaning our resiliency, that's really what I'm sneaking in there. But if we have a bunch of poker chips, that means that if someone's a jerk to us, we might lose a couple and we're still okay. We still have plenty of poker chips. But if we wake up and we have none, or we're super triggered and we like, it's like we throw all our poker chips out the window, we don't have any ability to like calm ourselves down. So we're not going to be able to. Remember back at the beginning when I talked about being assertive, I said this is all done calmly and with a positive goal in mind. And trust me, I'm the same. If I'm triggered or if I'm upset, if someone's been really rude and really just poked that button, the only option for me is either to run away or to be aggressive, to fight. And so pay attention and be a little more aware of your triggers with this so that you can come into the situation, you can be assertive and not lose control. And it kind of like thinking of like wise mind versus emotion mind. We can only be effective and assertive when we're in wise mind, right? If we're running on emotions, we're not really making wise decisions in our life, okay? Now, tip number four is write it out and practice what you want to say out loud. And I know that's kind of like two things in one, but they really come together. Because I want you to practice writing out how you would say, I don't want to do that. Or actually, I don't really have time, so you can't count me in on that. But next time, maybe, you know, how is it that we're going to verbalize it? What situations are happening where we feel like we're getting walked on or we feel like we're being aggressive when we don't really want to be that way?
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.